There's nothing better for a music scene, according to the artist behind Limerick's PX Music Fraternity, than being ignored and left to get on with it, to start with at least. PX Music is a record label come confederation of performers and producers that includes artists such as Hazy Hayes, Citrus Fresh, Mankey and founder DJ Replay. Together they make up a new wave of that unexpected constellation that is Limerick hip-hop. For our latest gasp at the rise and rise of Limerick hip-hop, Áine Gallagher visited PX Music studios in central Limerick to witness the fitness.
Hey, how's it going? Morning.
Right before lockdown, we'd been doing more and more gigs regularly, and so we'd just gotten used to that being a constant in our lives. That it's just sort of everything's been on pause for months.
I think being around the boys in the studio is the only thing that's keeping me sane. It's the only place I can put my emotions, because I literally build up everything for doing live shows, because we do so many of them that I just let everything out of the show. But I don't know.
A live stream is just not the same as a live show.
Not at all. Like, it just feels like you're just with the boys doing a few songs. Like, and that's lovely, like, don't get me wrong, but it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I just know where to put my emotions, kind of thing. I'm Hazy Hayes, PX Music, CMD, Limerick.
What's been keeping me sane is, well, first of all, Call of Duty. But second of all, like, actually sitting down and going, okay, there's going to be times now in a year or two when I'm going to wish I was still in lockdown, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, I actually have this time to myself. I've definitely been taking it as a mental holiday anyway, a mental health holiday, I suppose, like, because I'm very bad for being anxious about nothing, like, do you know what I mean? And, like, getting very highly strung and stuff, so I'm still very highly strung, but about much more chilled out things and much more relaxed things, you know? So, Michael O'Donoghue, a.k.a. Citrus Fresh.
It has been, obviously, devastating for the live gig stuff. We had a good few gigs that we had to cancel because of it. But I mean, at the same time, I don't know if I could do a regular gig with a clear conscience anytime soon, until it feels safe to do so, and until, you know, the people who know what they're talking about tell us that it's safe to do that. I don't really think that we should. Not that I probably won't be anyway. I go by Mankey. I'm a producer and DJ with PX and The Unseen as well. My vision for it would be that we're able to keep expanding while we stay honest to ourselves and honest to what we have always done, which is make music for ourselves. And so for me, that's a very important thing, that we are motivated by each other. We'll probably be based in Limerick, I'd say, for the foreseeable, because even though I'm not even from Limerick, Limerick is my home from home, you know. And it's the same with the lads, it's where they're from. It's what they are, in some sense, you know.
Limerick City, Island Fish. What's that sound from around the corner?
It definitely is the epicenter of the Irish rap scene at the moment. The whole thing about being forgotten about and kind of left to your own devices does a lot for any sort of scene anyway. Well, not too many people are looking, you get away with a lot. So we just got away with a lot for a lot, and we kind of curated our own little sounds, and it's just now every young fella around, every young one around wants to get involved in it now. It's good. Plenty of 16, 17 year olds that's all they want to do now. And it's become a viable option here, so. My name is Gavin Da Vinci. I'm part of PX. I started about 4 years ago, 2016, and it's been a lovely journey since.
Even for the Limerick scene, I think nowadays that people that listen to Irish rap know, they realise that it's actual serious stuff that people are talking about. It's no longer like, but when I listened to rap years ago, it was a joke. Like, they'd be taken as a joke because it's Irish rap. But now everyone listens to it because it's, I can speak for the Southwest anyway, is definitely, like, to me, the most storytelling, most hard-hitting stuff comes out of here, because it's, as Gavin said, you're left to your own devices. And then for ages we were like, I don't want no write-ups, I don't want nothing like that. So if they don't care, they don't care. We make it for ourselves. So it's definitely, like, the community in Limerick is way different than anywhere I can. That's a promise, like, you know.
And so who's listening to the stuff that you guys produce, and who's listening to your storytelling?
My experience back home anyway, it's the younger generation at the minute. That's their bread and butter now. They love Irish rap, they love Irish DJs, they love Irish anything. They just, it's seen a lot more economical anyway, because I think they know that they can go see them and they can be around them, and it's more of an ambition to it, you know. Music and guillotine, brutally killing.
fiends who stupidly sing for me don't unlock me from these shackles.
It's changing now, but the scene in Limerick at its core was for years too small to not be everyone together.
Yeah.
And everyone was listening to each other's stuff and everyone knew each other. There was a lot of experimentation and there was a lot of sort of ideas going between different scenes that were just the same one scene. It made lots of different influences converge, and you can kind of feel it in the music, I think.
It already is a cultural hotspot, but I mean, let's stop having to pander to go other places and pander to get shows and international things when we're creating enough, not just us, everyone is creating enough of a scene here that the money will be generated and hopefully jobs can be generated from it later on, that like we have our own thriving, massive music scene that people are coming here to see shows, do you know what I mean? So like, if you're smart about it, and if you have, maybe you don't have the head for it, but if you have someone around you that has some form of head for it, or if two fellas that have half a head for it that make one fella, you would make it work. Do you know what I mean? And it, like, if your heart is in the right place, and you're not, it would never work if you're looking to make money off it. If that's your goal, if I'm 30 and I can just make a normal wage out of this, I'd be the happiest fella in the whole world. Like, do you know what I mean? Obviously, I'd love to be rich and everything that comes with that without wanting to blow my brains out. But I think we're all very lucky that we made a couple of bob off it, but it's the thing that we're the most passionate about in the world, so and you're kind of rich then anyway, like, you know, without sounding too cliche, like, you know.
Grab your wellies for the flood that's coming. You know me, always up to something. Say, grab your wellies for the flood that's coming. You know me, always up to something. I was up in a heap, half asleep. You should have seen me running 100 meter sprints all around the TV. You don't believe me? You really don't believe me?
Content wise with the music, what kind of stuff are you guys writing about then? What are you trying to say?
We all get most of our inspiration from the crusty socks you leave under your bed, like, you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, no, but like, it's like ripping the wallpaper off the inside of your brain and seeing what picks up. We all kind of write, not negatively, but very cynically anyway, I would say we all kind of write. And I think that's very telling of, like, where we're from or what we're brought up around and stuff like that, like, you know what I mean? But I'm the heartbroken fella and I do this, do you know what I mean? Like, I write the soft, like, soft tunes. Gavin writes, like, between tunes about worrying about family members sleeping out in the roads, and then tunes about being off your game somewhere. That yeah, dirt under your the dirt under your fingernails, like, do you know what I mean?
You're probably finding the piano one better. You're probably finding
hard to, it's an unorganised, it's an organised, is it an organised mess or an unorganised, I don't know what way to. Yeah, it's organised chaos, that's
slightly
it, yeah.
Organized.
Slightly organised chaos.
It just pans out, no one really gets badly hurt.
Basically, yeah.
But don't you might, that point glass will come out of somewhere. Remember Jack Bradley got point glass out of nowhere, or someone threw a point glass.
Point glass.
Members of Limerick's PX Music there, who'd like to remind you that buying things from a Bandcamp store butters substantially more parsnips than listening on Spotify. As you were,